One of the things that was in that study was not to approve any housing developments on septic tanks because it's above our well-filled protection area. Okay, my question is, and there's a state statute that says you can't do a development if sewage is available. Here's the rock in the hard place. Sewage is available, but it's not available. Can they put in 675 homes on a septic tank? Can they put in 150 homes on a septic tank? Because I've gone to the city, and they won't issue me a permit to hook into their system, so I'm going to go back and build septic tanks on those 100 homes.
So the background to this comment by Bob Cole yesterday, Santa Rosa County Commissioner Bob Cole, is this big conversation about the exploding high price of the proposed, we've ribbon cut it, and yet now we don't even know what we're going to do with it exactly, wastewater treatment plant that needs to happen because wastewater is at capacity for the city of Milton and the surrounding area, East Milton and whatnot. And the problem is, if you don't have that, then how do you build homes? Well, do you have homes in the well-field protection area? Are they going to put in a septic tank? I mean, that's not a good idea. What about economic development? Can you build buildings on these industrial parks, commerce parks, if you don't have the ability to tap into a sewer because they're at capacity? No. The answer is no. But where do you spray the water after you treat it? These are all the questions. Cost and what do you do with the effluent? Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa County Administrator Dan Schebler. Dan joins us every time we have a county commission meeting. Dan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, so you, one of the semi-flashpoints that came up last night was, or yesterday, I suppose, was that you had approved the city of Milton to go out and survey a field that's enormous to look at the possibility of using that as a spray field. This raised some questions. Bob Cole also came up with an idea. Can you just maybe take a minute or two and explain to people why this is so important and also where we're at in terms of a solution for the location of the effluent?
Yeah, the city of Milton runs the water and wastewater system for the city, and that also provides service outside of the city limits. And specifically, in this case, yesterday we're focused on East Milton, but the plant downtown in Milton is approaching capacity. There's another issue of how much the line that comes from East Milton, the capacity of that line pumping that sewage to the wastewater treatment plant. What is its capacity? So there's multiple elements to the problem, and this has been one that's been talked about for many years. You know, we originally, in 2014, I think, came to an agreement on where the RIBS location, the disposal site, would be.
The RIB is the rapid infill basin. That's where you spray it into these, like, retention ponds, and it filters down into the ground wherever it goes after that. But that's what a RIB is. Sorry, go ahead, Dan.
Yep, exactly. It was originally planned to be up northeast of NAS Whiting Field on 115 acres or so that the county owned. The city went out for bid on their new plant and the disposal site, and the bids came back. I've heard and read different numbers, but significantly higher, up to 80% higher than what they had, their engineer had provided as the probable cost.
$20-25 or $28 million project, it was going to be nearly 50 or something like that. It was kind of the upper round of it, right? Roughly those numbers?
Yeah, I've heard 53 to 57, and I know they had two or three bids, so that may be the range of bids. But yeah, significantly higher and not anything that's in the city's budget. So they're looking for options to reduce the cost of the project. And one of the options that they discussed, I think, with their city council was a relocation of that disposal site nearer to the treatment plant, the new treatment plant that will be built. And the county owns 300 or so acres. I did give permission to the city of Milton to go out there and conduct some geotechnical testing to see if it's even suitable soil. But that was an issue yesterday just because of the location. I think in its nearness to Cooper's Basin. Mm-hmm. I think there's some more study that needs to be done. We're not talking about, the city is not talking about dumping effluent into the waterway. It is into that rapid infiltration basin. Like you said, it's a pipe that comes out of the ground. It's advanced wastewater treated effluent that we spray on golf courses here in Santa Rosa County, down in Holly Navarre. So it's not a hazardous type effluent at all. So
it's legally. I mean, it's by testing. It's drinkable water. And so it's not, you know, you think of it being pollution. It's not going into the water system. It's going into the spray field and into the dirt. But again, a key project for economic development, for housing growth, for just the future of the whole area. I mean, it's kind of a have to happen. It's just a where to happen, right?
It's a where and how sort of question now. Obviously, it's critical for the city and the county. And we want the project to succeed. We have many projects lined up. We talked about a little bit yesterday, all of the economic development projects lined up to come to East Milton.
Right.
Commissioner Cole in the clip he played talked about the housing that's coming, and we expect that to increase with the new interchange on I-10 in Okaloosa County, making East Milton more accessible for those military folks that work at Duke Field and Herbert.
Well, I think that, you know, Bob Cole hinted at it, but that even some of the projects that are currently, like, in the pipe or agreed to could be jeopardized if the sewage plant doesn't come online when it needs to be because, you know, we're anticipating having access to that and obviously other future developments, same thing. So the economic development that's cooking hot in Santa Rosa County is really contingent on getting all of this stuff figured out, which is, you know, that's kind of the why this matters so much. We're talking to Dan Schebler. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. In the meeting yesterday, the things that were actually on the agenda, because that was all open forum stuff that followed on the resignation of the One Milton City Council member, George Jordan. But the stuff that was on the agenda, you had, for example, a cost of living adjustment, a COLA adjustment for your county employees, right?
Yes, we did. When we put together the budget and the board approved it last September, we budgeted very conservatively based upon the projections from the Department of Revenue, based upon our internal projections and what we were seeing in 2020 with the revenues given the pandemic. So we budgeted very conservatively. And one of the hard choices the board had to make last fall was to take that cost of living adjustment out of the budget. Fortunately, halfway through the fiscal year here, we're seeing our revenues much better than we budgeted. Almost $1.8 million more than we budgeted have come in to the county. And so I propose that we put that cost of living adjustment back in the middle of the year, and the board unanimously approved that.
Oh, great. And does that cover the Sheriff's Department? Are they getting a 2.5% also?
Yes, sir. It covers the Sheriff's Department, the clerk's employees, tax collector, supervisor, all of the constitutional officers that are employed by the county. The sheriff is going to take the dollar figure of the 2.5%, and he's going to implement it a little bit differently within his department for his sworn law enforcement officers to address some compression in his pay scale and try and improve retention and incentivize promotion. But the dollar figure is the same, 2.5% of his payroll.
Very good. All right. And when does the COLA hit? When will the employees in Santa Rosa start to see an increase?
Our pay period that starts on April 5th.
Okay.
So it'll
month.
Be the paycheck that's about the middle of April.
All right. Very good. And last thing I wanted to ask you about the courthouse, which as far as I can tell, courthouse is on track, on budget. Things are going well, right?
Yeah, it's a good project, and I know you had the chance to go out and see it in person. It's pretty impressive up close, and it's going extremely well. We had a change order yesterday to document some of the owner direct purchase, which is a program we put in place to save tax sales tax on the project. And as of the change order that was approved yesterday, we've saved over $430,000 in sales tax.
Nice.
And even since then, we're over $500,000. So what the change order did was two things. It recognized those savings, but also put in back into the project a courtroom and a judge's suite, which we made the decision last fall to take them out of the project, to just shell them out, not complete the build out of those two spaces. But given the cost savings we've seen and also the backlog in cases that the courts are facing once court goes back into session full time in person, I asked the board, and they approved, again, unanimously, to put those two spaces back into the project and build them now so that they're available and the courthouse will be complete.
All right. So what had originally been taken out for cost concerns slash uncertainty about the future of revenue, you're now able to put back in and have the full build-out, which will help capacity for handling court. That's good. That's all good news. Well, Dan Schebler, he is our Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, thanks so much for the work that you do and for the time to kind of explain things to our listeners this morning. I appreciate you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share our story.